and not forget everything I said. Forget the past. Forget the future and just ideas. Forget the present. That's another idea. And just find your body. And now forget the idea of the body. That's and just feel what you feel. Be aware of sitting. And just sense whether you found a place of balance and ease, or whether there's any strain or tension. Ease yourself into the immediate and direct experience of sitting and contact, the aliveness, vibration, whatever that felt sense is. And your attention just completely open and receptive like the sky, but active and intimate as you feel the sitting body, receive the sitting body. Noticing how effortless the sensations are felt that arise when your body breathes. And just continue to feel and enjoy the sensations of breath through its whole duration. Beginning, middle, end of the in. Beginning, middle, end of the out. Sustaining some body awareness or just attention in the, if there's a space between the breaths. Letting this simple, accessible experience of connecting and sustaining as long as it lasts. And of course, if the breath feels like a contentious object where you don't feel it well, or you have other associations with it that make it hard to be with your breath, just feel free to feel your whole sitting body as your home base or primary anchor, or just the touch points of your rear or your hands or your lips. You may even alternate sitting and then a touch point. Just orienting your life and your attention to this unfolding now. But then continuing to welcome sounds when they move to the foreground of awareness, and simply being aware of hearing, noticing their behavior. Same with the whole range of physical sensations. The same with the different states of mind, the knowing when desire is present, often comes with a little story, but we expand beyond the story of desire to feel the state of wanting. And then notice what happens to that feeling of wanting. The object is not so important, the story not so important, just what is desire like and what happens to it when it's noticed. Aversion, irritation, fear. It's often a story, but we expand beyond that to feel what it's like and see what happens. Aversion or anger is like this. And worry is like this. Agitation is like this. Restlessness is like this. Dullness is like this. Doubt is like this. Uncertainty. Confusion. Any other mood, happy, sad, joy, sorrow, grief. We expand beyond whatever story or narrative and just feel it. We let it cut. As Bonhoeffer says, we need it, we let it cut more deep. We're great at thinking about our feelings. We're not so good at feeling them. So we feel what's through the body. There's often a physical corollary. We accept that experience. And we notice how they behave. Whether they get stronger, stay the same, or vanish. Or open up other moods or mental states, emotions. So no need to look for these emotions, mental states, states of the heart or mind. No need to look for sounds or other sensations. Just settle into the foreground of the breath or body. And only when something lights up in your mind, welcome it. Cling to nothing, but welcome everything, just this moment. Knowing that it's unlikely to catch the valence of every moment. Whenever possible, noticing whatever is present, whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or somewhere in between. Remembering that mindfulness has no agenda other than to notice, to be aware. So there's nothing to do about what's being noticed. Nothing to undo, nothing to fix, figure out, no problem to solve. Just being aware of the presently arising experience. Without strain or tension. is their awareness right now? What is being known, or what are you aware of? And what's the attitude in your mind right now? Are you trying to make something happen, or straining? This is greed in the mind. Just notice that. Is there any resistance or contentiousness in your mind? Just notice that. Let that be an object of mindful attention. Both of these qualities will adjust themselves once brought into the light of attention. Being aware, it's a state of being. So no need to strain. Don't let your mind leave your body. 5 more minutes, begin the practice right now. Every moment is a new beginning.